This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Royalty. R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y. Royalty is this hour's code word. Text royalty to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. Royalty. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. 72881. The word to text is royalty. $12,000 a day. Right here on the Alice. All the live long day. Just keep it here. After hour, you keep on getting those code words. Boom. Royalty is this hour's code word. All right, so I got a bunch of stats here for last year. These are highlights from the Nielsen 2018 sales report. So congratulations, Drake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scorpion was the highest selling record of the year.
You love me. Are you riding?
Okay, keep going.
And I need you.
And I'm down for yours.
Are you riding?
Scorpion sold 3.9 million copies. It was the top-selling album of the year. Second place was Post Malone's Beer Bongs and Bentleys. That was second place. It sold 3.25 million. Music consumption rose another 23% in 2018. But that's all about streaming. The R&B hip-hop genre dominated, as it did in 2017. Music sales dropped by another 17%. 17.7. That is the same as last year. Last year it dropped by 17.7%, and this year it dropped by 17.7%.
I feel like I am single-handedly keeping the music business afloat.
You are.
I'm the only guy that I know that buys records.
In 2016, it declined by 16.7%, and in the previous years, it fell by 6%, 11%, 8%, and 4%. It's truly down to you and four other people who still buy music. So more and more people are streaming, less and less people are actually buying records. On the bright side, for the 13th consecutive year, vinyl album sales have grown to a new yearly high. Let's see. 16.8 million vinyl albums were sold in 2018, and that is up 14.6% year over year. Latin music has become increasingly popular. They actually call it a post-Despacito boom of bilingual hits on top 40, including I Like It by Cardi B, Bad Bunny, J Balvin, Taki Taki by DJ Snake. I don't know that one.
Yeah, you do. Is he there?
No, he stepped out.
Taki Taki is super famous.
I guess that's DJ Snake, Selena Gomez, Ozuna, and Cardi B are all on that one. More people in the U.S. are listening to Latin music than country music.
Really?
Yes, country music has fallen.
Is Santana considered Latin? I wonder.
I would guess, yeah.
I would
Vin,
think
actually.
So. Or is it just like a crossover?
Well, I mean, he certainly does some stuff that's bilingual. And that's really one of the things they're talking about here is bilingual hits.
You know who I have? Well, she's not young. I have Celia Cruz in my collection.
Oh,
you know who that is?
I do.
No, who's that?
My dad used to listen to her.
Really?
Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz is how you say it?
Celia Cruz.
Yeah, I could see. We have a huge Mexican or Latino population.
Right.
I can see. Why wouldn't we have?
Sure.
Why wouldn't that music be huge?
Right. Well, and it's definitely, they call it the post-Despacito boom. You know, I guess, did that awaken our need for this? Because now country is out. In fact, let me see if I had, there weren't really numbers. Here's some. Latin music accounted for 9.4% of all album listening in the U.S. in 2018. Country accounted for 8.7%. And they're calling it the new mainstream. Well, there's that.
And I used to think I didn't like sort of traditional Mexican music because whenever I was always down there surfing and always and then I realized I love it.
I do too.
Like I never, you know, because you go down there and that's what's played all around you and you just sort of take it for granted. And if it, I guess you just go, oh, this again. But then when you're not around and you don't get to listen to it every day, you hear it, you're like, I have great love for that country and its music.
I just wish I understood.
Sure, but
you know, I don't speak Spanish, and I wish I understood the words to understand the story that they're singing. Mm.
You know, I have often thought that I should learn a whole bunch of Spanish language songs so I would have a better grasp of Spanish. Hmm. Like, I know a lot of Spanish vocabulary, and you know, we all took. I actually think that would be good for anyone who is trying to learn a language. Learn a bunch of their songs. Mm-hmm. Learn how to say it. Learn what each one means and what exactly you're saying. I mean, you could probably really increase your fluency.
Over the years, you guys know this, that people have told us they learned how to
speak English
by listening to our station.
And learned what was, you know, how jokes were sort of formed and what was what was funny. I know a ton of native Spanish speakers or people who their first language is Spanish or another language who are like, yeah, I would listen. And the more I listened, the more I
understood.
I understood.
It's neat.
Well, we keep it real simple on this show, too. So it's... You know.
Except when Sarah throws out her big words that we all have to look up.
Well, then, you know, then you get a word of the day.
Yeah, that's how I feel. When you throw out those words, I always look them up and go, okay.
And you learn then
I forget.
Unless
and
your computer's
you
off.
As soon as you're done.
And then you don't bother to look it up.
I'm not trying to learn anything after 9:30 a.m., okay?
Yeah, after 9:30, I'm done. My learning is done for the day.
Yeah. My little brain can't handle anymore.
Oh, my God. Hey, can you look at... Is there like a CBS online thing? I'm going to talk about the Big Brother, the Celebrity Big Brother thing.
Okay.
The latest is that some of this stuff is confirmed by Newsweek, which I got to think is a more credible source than I think the woman's name was Susan Big Brother Insider on Twitter.
Something like that.
It sounds legit, the names we're hearing, though.
It does. And so, and it is the same list of names that we heard on, I guess maybe it was Monday. Mm-hmm. But man, the thing is starting it on the 21st. It's not long from now. Mm. I think the 21st was the actual day. So it's, I mean, it's what, 2 weeks away? So you would think that they'd have it nailed down and would be promoting it. Although with this lineup, maybe they wouldn't.
Are you saying it's a bad lineup?
It's not great, you know, but this is the bar that's been set for these, you know, quote unquote celebrity reality shows. You know, Dancing with the Stars sort of suffers from the same. At least Dancing with the Stars, though, they get a lot of athletes and sort of legitimate people through that. But then they also get a lot of reality stars, like people who are on The Bachelor.
I actually think the name that we spoke of earlier, Calvin Johnson, right? Megatron. Mm-hmm. He played wide receiver for the Detroit Lions.
We said his net worth is something like $45 million.
He doesn't need the money. But I have a feeling, and I don't want to bet any more money because it looks like I'm out $30 any minute now. I would almost bet you he was on Dancing with the Stars too.
Oh.
And I don't watch it. I don't know. But
a lot of football players have been on there,
I think he's a dude who likes, you know, he didn't leave football because he doesn't like being on TV. He left football because probably he's a Detroit guy and he was never going to get there.
Right. Or was, you know, for whatever reason people leave, you know, I mean, do you turn down the payday if they're going to keep paying you? Calvin, I don't know anything about Calvin.
He may have been on Dancing with the Stars. Right. That's my guess.
You are right.
Oh.
What season? Just the recent one? You know, a lot of these shows do tend to share contestants. I think that Dancing with the Stars is ABC.
It is.
And
he was on in 2016.
So a lot of times the people who are like the failed contestants or, you know, people who just got picked on The Bachelor or Bachelorette will be on there because that's another ABC show.
Well, they do have some idea how TV works and how the production works. It helps probably a lot in the process of putting something together quickly.
And if The Bachelor is ever going to be a star, it's in the moments after his season ends.
No doubt. Otherwise, people forget about it.
Right.
Season 23 is what Calvin was on. As far as CBS.com, I'm not seeing anything on Big Brother yet.
Damn it all. Well, then I'm just going to run with this. Newsweek is saying, I should say, Newsweek is confirming one of the people who are on there, and that is former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. It looks like he is going to be one of the House guests, fulfilling the role of Omarosa in that he was close to the president at one point. Aubrey O'Day from Danity Kane and Celebrity Apprentice. Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live. Calvin Johnson, that's the former NFL wide receiver. Carson Kressley from the original Queer Eye. I love that guy.
Yeah, I
bet
like
he'll
him
be
too.
Fun. A guy named Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls. I don't know him. Is Mean Girls a TV
I think
show?
No, it was,
that was the movie.
Movie
with Lohan, right?
But I think that was the boy that Lohan sat behind.
So this
in
isn't
the, class.
The new. There's no new thing.
I know that they were doing a Broadway musical of Mean Girls. I don't know about.
But
a
we
TV
think
show.
This is the dude who was yes. on the original Mean Girls.
Yes.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan. Speaking of Lindsay Lohan, she's a fire crotch. Thank you. Her mother, her train wreck of a mother, Dina. Oh, if only they could have gotten her dad, Michael Lohan.
Oh,
that would be great. Dina Lohan's going to be on there, so that
I'd be afraid he'd go off on somebody.
Justin Bieber's father-in-law, Stephen Baldwin. Tiffany Pollard. You
Who
said her name
New
is New York.
York. Yeah.
On Flavor of Love, and right. Tonya Harding, disgraced ice skater. Oh, and Caitlyn Jenning.
Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
She's not disgraced anymore, though, Sarah. It's all her mom's fault. Didn't you see the movie?
Yes, I did see the movie. And her mom did seem like a real peach.
Tonya Harding's
And
mom.
Actually, yeah, and like they made it look like she was completely innocent of the whole
right.
thing, like that Jeff Galooly planned the thing
point.
Out and the mother tortured her.
The movie was done in a way to completely relieve her of any fault in any of that.
My life is so hard. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're actually touting Caitlyn Jenner as the big get for this.
Well, don't you think?
Yes.
There's an incredible amount of interest.
Yeah.
Caitlyn, before the change, Bruce Jenner himself was a huge star.
Absolutely.
I mean, in the 70s, he was on series, like... He was the big star.
Right. Well, he was on the Wheaties box.
America's
like hero.
He was like Captain America.
Right. Mm-hmm. So handsome.
What did he win? The decathlon?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
The gold and the decathlon.
Right. I know. What a strange arc his life story has had.
Well, you know what's even weirder? Before this is even before the sex change or whatever... He used to show up at track events because he's the Olympian, right?
Mm-hmm.
The dude smokes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
The
I have
dude
seen
smokes
him smoke.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, Kris Jenner will drive you to that. I mean, come on.
Which is the weirdest thing to think that this guy who's an Olympic hero and makes his bread and butter
on right.
as a runner aficionado, cigarette smoke.
Right. You know, it was so much more prevalent than we probably even remember. Like, everyone I knew smoked.
Oh,
growing
well,
up, everyone smoked.
I know in football locker rooms, there used to be people smoking in mm-hmm. the locker room. But it's a different sport. Runners should truly...
Agreed.
That's surprising.
Imagine if he had... I mean, I don't know if he smoked when he won the decathlon, but imagine if he hadn't, how much better he would have done. Mm-hmm. Okay. Game of Thrones prequels.
All
for crying
right.
out loud.
Eight people have been cast so far.
Here we go.
This now none of these are people that I recognize.
Well,
one of them
good.
Looks slightly familiar. I know it is good. I'm with you, Hooman. I did not want to see a bunch of familiar faces.
What's
taking
Brad
me out.
Pitt doing in Game of? What's Ed Sheeran doing in Game of Thrones?
Agreed. They're saying here the cast of HBO's Game of Thrones prequel is coming together. I don't know the name of the prequel. They're not really saying it here. The premium cable network has cast...
The Long Night?
Oh, is that what it's called? The Long Night? Jeez. Mm.
I don't like it.
Yeah, no. One story nope. is saying GQ is reporting it's called The Long Night.
Mm. I like it.
You or, do?
Sure, why not?
Doesn't that lead you to an idea of what the show's all about?
Well, wouldn't it
One
be
night.
About the Night King?
Oh, night. Wait.
The Night King... So. The, you know how winter is coming
so
and it comes forever, like winters that never
with a
end.
K?
No.
Nope.
Just with the long
with an N.
N.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Anyway, they are saying that Naomi Watts is the biggest name here. So,
oh, she's big.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
But these are the eight people who no one's ever heard of. Although they do list some of their credits and stuff. So, I mean, I guess some people would know who they are. And some of them do look kind of vaguely familiar, I guess. I like some of the faces, though. So I'm trying to picture them in Westeros. So Naomi Watts and Josh Whitehouse are in this pilot. And then these are here, just eight random faces, Vin. Do you recognize any of those people? They're saying, you know, they go on to talk in depth about each one of them, but I don't, I mean.
Not one.
Yeah. I think the third dude on the top row, he looks kind of familiar, like I might. And then the last guy on the bottom row looks kind of familiar. But there's a couple other couple women in there.
There is something trippy happening in each one of these people's faces.
I agree. I like every one of their faces, don't you?
I think love the there's second weird girl. Spacing between the eyes on all of them.
Oh.
On every oh. one of them.
Weird,
look
like too tight, too far apart.
Look.
You are not wrong, sir. Some of them, their eyes are so wide set, they're on the sides of their heads.
Right?
And some of them, they're so close, you're like, boy, the whole face is right there in the
yeah,
middle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Very interesting.
But that's...
fairly diverse.
Yeah.
You know. But I see... oh, my God. You know what? Look at these top two people. Like, tell me those aren't relatives of, like, Cersei and Jaime Lannister.
You mean...
like, that's what they're playing. They're going to play, like, the incestual brother and sister from several generations back.
That is well put, because the joke that went through my head wasn't sayable. So I went, okay, pass. I'm not going to say that. Yeah, something's trippy on every one of those faces.
Yeah. Anyway, this is from The Hollywood Reporter. So if you want to, I mean, obviously, this is radio, so you can't, I'm going to hold it up to the camera. You can't really see. But if you're interested in Game of Thrones and these prequels that are in production now, you can go to The Hollywood Reporter and see all these new faces that HBO has just hired.
It's kind of pointless out of context, though.
I know, without knowing what their role is and what exactly is going to be happening. I'm glad that they're doing more. I can't wait to revisit that world and be immersed in it again. I'm about to start a book that is something about the history of the Targaryens. It's, you know.
Sounds boring.
No, it looks like it's not.
The history of fake peoples in a fake world.
Right. But it looks like it's going to tell the story. It actually looks pretty good.
Does it?
Well, we'll see, right?
The history of the Targaryens.
If she finishes it.
Right. It's thick. It's a big-ass
really?
Book. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
See how I do with it.
Yeah.
I like to know all the backstory. You know, where did Daenerys Targaryen come from? Khaleesi.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vinny. That's all I have time for. What's coming up?
Get to that love rectangle I teased earlier and the poaching story and poop after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, darn it all. Hold on a second. There we go. I just turned it off. Everything will be all right, you guys. I'm looking in the other room and realizing that I'm going to need someone to answer the phones because we're about to do a contest here. Come on, Hooman.
We're back.
Listen, call now.
I was taking care of Hooman's back.
Oh, were you?
What were you doing to it?
You would not believe the, just the it's like you guys are having full-on chiropractic sessions in
the
other room.
It's a MASH unit in there.
Everyone who walks in gets a quick triage. Figure out what your treatment session will be.
It is. Sitting on balls over here.
It's unbelievable what's going on in there. Like, this show is falling apart.
It's not.
Oh,
no, me and you, we're okay.
We're okay.
Yeah, you guys are the only ones.
We're the only ones. We're just looking around going, holy crap, everyone's melting. They're melting. Anyway, call now, 800-400-3697. It is time to play Pepsi Halftime Trivia. This is our day three of this. We are qualifying five people this week. So this is our third qualifier. Someone is going to qualify for a trip for two to Atlanta. This is access to an exclusive Pepsi Super Bowl party and a Pepsi Super Bowl festivities. And you'll win today's Pepsi prize, which is a pair of Bose SoundSport wireless headphones. So this prize winner is going to be put into the hat, and then we'll have five qualifiers total. So we're going to start with caller number 9 right now at 800-400-3697. If you can answer this question correctly, you win. If not, we'll move on to caller number 10.
I'm going to read this as it's written for me on the Pepsi Halftime Trivia.
All right.
What three artists played our hometown halftime show?
Oh.
What three artists played our hometown halftime show?
How long was that? Just this last? When was this?
Like a couple years back.
2 years ago?
2016,
I
believe.
50, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right. I don't know if I could name all three.
What three artists played our hometown halftime show?
Oh, no. I think I could.
I think you could.
Yeah. Can I mouth it to you?
People hear you when you say stuff. No.
No. I got two of them, though, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, you did.
Who's the third one? All right, so we'll start with caller number 9, and that is, let's see, Heather. Hello, Heather. Can you tell us what three artists played our Super Bowl halftime show?
Missy Elliott. Was that one of them?
No.
I'm sorry. You have already lost.
This is a hard one.
This is a hard one. Heidi, what do you think? Heidi?
Heidi.
Do I have this person's name wrong? Are they not Heidi on line 8?
Person that can hear us?
Hello?
Say words. Yeah. Yes, you.
Oh,
hi.
That's you. Sorry. She's Chantel.
Oh, Chantel. All
hello.
Right. All right, Chantel. Here's the question.
What three artists played our hometown halftime show?
Hometown.
The one that was here in the Bay Area.
Oh, crap. Justin Timberlake?
No, sorry.
Oh,
bye,
sorry.
Chantel.
Yeah, sorry
Chantel.
All right, looks like Bill on line 1. Hello,
hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
So I'm going to read the question to you, Bill. What three artists played our hometown halftime show? This is where you talk.
Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars.
Boom!
Oh, great
Bill's
job!
Bill's a winner!
Great job, Bill.
Yes, that was a memorable show.
It was. Bill, you have won today's Pepsi prize, a pair of Bose SoundSport wireless headphones, and you are in the running for this big Pepsi halftime trivia Super Bowl party trip to Atlanta.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. I'm going to put you on hold, and you get to talk to Hooman now. Bonus.
Ooh.
Extra. All right. There you go. Bill is our winner there.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, so
good
we'll
job,
play.
Buddy.
We will play again tomorrow, but right now it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. We'd love you to go to our station's website. All the info's there about everything that you could possibly ever want to know. There's a team of craftsmen.
Amazing.
That keep that website the freshest, most beautiful of all times.
Right.
It's RadioAlice.com. It's Brad and Ron. Brad and Ron are the team.
They
keep
are
that thing.
Amazing.
Magnifique.
That's right.
All right. Here's what's happening. There's still a chance for some rain today, but the next biggie is coming through on Friday. Get ready for that. So we got a little bit of a break tomorrow is my point.
Right. No, I had heard that Thursday was going to be by far the best day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting when it actually pans out the way they say.
Well, they do their best. The weather's not exactly...
I'm just saying, you know, I was thinking Thursday would be, that'll be a good day. We can look forward to that. And turns out, it's going to be.
Right.
Might even see the sun. That'd be nice.
What?
I know.
This is the love rectangle story I teased you with. Apparently, the New York Police Department is dealing with a major scandal right now. A love rectangle between four cops.
Oh.
There's a 40-year-old sergeant with the NYPD named Candu Worley.
Can do.
No.
How do you spell that? With a C-A-N-D-U?
K-A-N-D-O-U.
Oh, can do.
Is there another way to say that? Candow?
I'm going can do.
Can do. He lives with his girlfriend, 41-year-old police union delegate, Thais Coppin.
All right. Nice. So they live together.
They live together. Mm. But Candu's been having an affair with a 33-year-old officer named Stephanie Gallardo.
Uh-oh.
And her husband is a 28-year-old officer named Christian Gallardo.
Mm-mm.
They're separated, but still live together and raise their toddler together.
Oh. That's Except, such an you know, uncomfortable situation.
Can-do's been boning the one lady. Mm.
While he's got the woman living at his house.
Right. All of this blew up last week when Thais was going through Candu's phone and found pictures of him kissing Stephanie.
Uh-oh.
She was so mad, she put the pictures on Instagram.
Uh-oh.
So now the NYPD is investigating what happened and took away all four officers' handguns.
Oh.
You cannot be armed.
Because you might kill each other.
Right.
That's the right move. So.
So what?
I mean, there's nothing illegal happening there.
Well,
it was just a bad move to put it up on Instagram, right? This is just Thais's bad, her angry thought process, bringing it all. I thought you were gonna say when you said rectangle that you were gonna say that the younger officer's estranged husband was banging Thais. That there was like a four-way.
Oh, the foursome.
So they could all just switch houses. And, yeah.
I don't think it works like that.
Yeah.
I think even the two people who are like, well, we might as well, are probably like, well, we don't want to.
Yeah.
Those
no, thanks.
Punks are conning us into doing each other.
Right.
We don't even want to do each other.
Not even into you. All right. We'll do it, though.
I guess.
If I have to.
You've always been able to pull off the switching partners and being among friends with people you've boned one guy and then you boned the other guy's friend. It's amazing that you've always been able to pull that off
what
so
do you mean?
Cleanly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like
because
you boned
I,
good Rick and bad Rick and neither bone, of them care.
I didn't bone good Rick and I boned bad Rick. That was just a bad decision.
But there's
a
another guy
decision.
In the band you boned. Who was that?
Whitey. And John.
Mm,
of course, I married John.
And everyone still likes you. It's all good.
Well, because I never put any... Well, listen, Whitey does not like me anymore. There's no contact between me and Whitey. Like I
bet
you know,
Whitey
I hurt
still
Whitey and,
loves you.
Well, maybe that's why he won't talk to me
right.
anymore, huh?
If you turned up and said, Whitey, it's always been you, he'd be like, me too. I bet.
No.
What do
well,
you mean,
we'll no? find out if anything happens to John.
wow.
I'm kidding. Holy crap. Yeah, you know why? Because there was never, I never led anyone to believe that it was anything more than I'm drunk, you're
a
drunk,
good time,
let's,
yeah.
let's make this happen. Huh. I guess I'm just really good at that.
There's a 24-year-old.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, guys.
Our Sarah. Good at sleeping around.
Yeah, thank you.
You should put that on your business card.
I should.
Bay Area Power Mom.
Right.
Formerly good at sleeping around.
Right.
Probably be less good at it now.
Why do you say that?
I'm not into it anymore.
You're not into sex anymore, you mean?
I love it.
Come on.
It's great. Oh, my God. Can I have some today?
That's crushing.
I can't wait to get home.
The weight of some of your comments are just crushing.
Oh, stop it.
That's depressing.
Listen, I'm trying to do a show here. I got to make it funny.
What's so funny about that? There's nothing funny about that. It makes every guy go, great, we're just a chore.
Yeah.
Super.
I'm just trying to be, you know, trying to tell you how it is.
Right.
Doesn't mean I don't love you just because I don't want to do you all the time.
There's a 24-year-old guy named Cannon Harrison who's a game warden in... McIntosh County, Oklahoma.
Okay.
In December, he matched with a woman on a dating app called Bumble. You've heard
of Bumble. Oh, Bumble, sure. Yeah, yeah. Hooman, you're a Bumble guy, aren't you?
No, I don't. I just did Swoon, and then they shut down after I used them. So.
Oh.
We had our interns that would do Bumble.
Oh, they were on Bumble.
Yeah.
I see.
Have you tried Christian Mingle?
I have not, no.
Have you thought about trying it?
Yeah, a bunch of people have, like, suggested. I mean,
you're not really looking, though, huh?
Not really. I did ask a girl out maybe 2 months ago.
What?
And she She looked me dead in the eye, and she goes, I am not interested. I'm like, all right. Thanks so much.
All right. Walk it back. Where did you meet this person?
What's her name?
He's not going to say her name.
Say your name. Why not?
Say her name. Say any name.
She's
any
allowed
name.
To say no. She could. I mean, that's an option.
That's nice that she shut it down, though. Like, she didn't leave you hanging.
Yeah.
So where did you meet her?
Just through some friends.
And How long
is
had
this
you
through
known
the,
her when
hold
you
on.
Asked her
is
out?
This the friend that has the Raider tickets and the new the Raiderette wife?
Brian and Melissa.
Is it Brian and Melissa?
No,
it's not them.
No, it's not.
Is this through your church?
No.
Was it a charity event?
No, it wasn't a charity event.
Opera?
No.
Ballet?
No more guessing. No, you guys are way past your limit anyway.
Is it a friend of your mom's?
Our limit.
Friend of my mom.
I don't know.
All right, so anyway.
We hung out a little bit, and then, I don't know, I thought the girl was captivating, and so.
Oh. So this is the first time in a long time you found someone captivating.
Yeah, you know.
Like,
what I mean?
When do
Let
you
me ask you, I have a question. Oh. Is this girl anywhere on your Instagram?
Yeah, she is.
Oh my God. He just gave us some info.
But you can't get
him. He only has beautiful girls on his Instagram.
That's his whole Instagram, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to just start picking it apart one by one.
Don't pick it apart.
I wish we were doing a secret show today because I have a zillion questions.
Just do it some. We're doing it tomorrow.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
I know.
You'll remember.
I will remember.
I know you guys.
I'll remind you.
Anyway, so.
Is she in the music video that you posted?
Is that the girl? That's my buddy Andy.
I didn't ask about your buddy. Is that the girl?
You know, since you mentioned it.
No.
What color is her hair?
That girl is super hot.
What does she look like?
That girl is.
What
like,
does she look like?
The girl in the music video is super
hot.
No, girl you asked out, fool.
I don't want to say any more details about her.
What does she do for a living?
I don't know. I don't want to give that
what
either.
What color hair does she have?
I don't want. You just said, what does she look like? You said, what color her hair?
Yeah, what color hair?
Anyway, we sat down. We had a talk. I'm like, hey.
How tall is she? Color eyes.
I don't want to. Can we not? Anyway, it just didn't work out. So.
Was she at the Hotel Zeppelin party?
I don't want to answer any of these questions.
She was. For sure she was. But there are so many people there.
Yeah, so what? There's at least a good group to choose from in these photos.
All
so
right.
She was there for sure.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying anything. I'm not even here right now.
So you asked her out and she said no, huh?
Hard no.
She looks at me dead in the eye. She goes, I am not interested. I'm like, all right.
Ouch.
Not ouch, though. That's solid. Like, that is
it. It is, but...
It takes some balls to say that to a dude who just asked you out, too, because you want to let him down easy. On the other hand, you certainly don't want to lead on someone that you're not interested in.
Right.
I think that's probably the nicest thing she could have said
to you.
It's just
hard in your face like that.
Right, in your face. I am not interested. She's got balls!
That's not the song I want you to play.
She's got balls!
Vinny's running in with the picture.
Is that her?
No, that's my buddy's fiance.
Oh!
That's Melissa from the Oakland Raiders.
Oh,
man. All right.
Anyway, so she just shut you down,
exciting.
And that's too bad.
Anyway, thanks for mentioning my buddy's music video. That's really nice.
We didn't
mention that. I'm just trying to find out if that's the lady. Back to my story.
Just friends.
Cannon Harrison, a game warden in McIntosh County, Oklahoma.
This, right.
He was on the dating app Bumble.
Oh,
That's where we started. And then we
Got
jumped
it.
Off and lost right. 5 minutes of our lives. And of course, nothing happened.
Right.
I should have known. I should have never pursued it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
Anyway, when he went to talk to the girl that he'd matched with, he said, how you doing? And she said, I'm really happy because I just shot a big old buck.
Mm.
So she's into hunting. He asked a few more questions.
Uh-oh.
And it turned out she'd illegally shot a deer out of season. And, of course, he's the game warden.
That doesn't. It seems like.
She even sent him a picture of her loot, if you want to call it that.
Oh, Lord.
The good news for Cannon was...
He was able to leverage that for sex?
No.
That wasn't the good news.
That's really wrong.
I know. That's totally
wrong. That's good thinking.
That would have been a happy ending. Right?
Yeah, of course it would. Anyway, his investigations into poachers usually take months, but this one was served right up to him.
Oh, boy.
As she'd sent pictures and said she did it.
That just doesn't seem fair. That she would get caught.
Used the woman's picture and first name to figure out her identity on social media. And the next morning, game warden showed up at her house and arrested her. And she wound up getting hit with a $2,400 fine.
Did he visit her in jail? And he was like, hey, so, you know, I hope this won't.
He didn't ask.
Hurt my chances.
No, he didn't end up asking her out.
Hmm. You know, my brother and my husband just got sturgeon licenses, and they get you get three tags, and you have
That's
to
fishing though, right?
Yeah, but it's not just it's a special fishing. If you pull a sturgeon out, you have to tag it. And then you have to and let it go, or I think, or maybe you can keep it. I'm not sure. But you have to actually, every time you go fishing for sturgeon, you have to call and report how it went and what you found and whether or not you can only catch three because you have to tag all three. Hmm. And that's it. Once per per season, you can catch these three. Like they're super serious about it, and they want you to be
They should be.
A good
man. The other day, I read, I think we were on vacation, I read that Japan has now decided to exit the moratorium on whaling. They're going to go back out and start whaling again.
Really?
And it just hurt my heart. Like, oh.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, these glorious, beautiful.
Peace-loving sea
animals.
Mammals, right?
Yeah, whatever you want to call them. And they're just. Anyway, sturgeon. So I'm sure there's some reason for it is my point. Maybe they fished out, and
maybe
they're trying to, keep the
you
numbers.
You can't believe
up.
How enormous they are. I guess they're, right up in the bay, in the North Bay. Enormous, Vinny, like 450 pounders, more.
What?
Like 15 feet long. I don't even know how you'd get that out of the water.
So they haven't even caught one successfully yet.
Oh no, they just got their licenses.
Oh, okay. So they're hoping to go catch one.
I guess.
Maybe I hope these things are wily.
Yeah.
Difficult.
Well, I hope they don't get pulled in and eaten by one. They sound enormous.
Do sturgeon eat humans?
Probably not, but
I just read there was a shark attack in.
Oh, God.
It's near Santa Barbara, just north of Santa Barbara.
That's terrible news.
Yeah. Well, speaking of getting pulled in, You want to screw around, find out. Oh, I meant to start this whole break with this piece of text. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh my God, that's so loud.
Big Brother never reveals the cast officially until they start filming during the regular seasons. They do that so contestants don't do a bunch of research on each other.
Oh.
Maybe different with the celebrity version, but that may have something to do with it.
That's interesting.
It makes perfect sense. They don't want to announce because then people would start. So the name leak even
right.
is difficult.
It's probably bad.
And hurting their.
Interesting. Really interesting.
Their show
Well, the
prep.
Only one that seems to be officially known is the one that Newsweek is saying, and that's the guy's name, Calvin Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the
and
only
they
one
say here, 415 says Calvin Johnson finished third in Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
In 2016 or 15.
Whenever he was on. So.
Well, it does make perfect sense. You're right. I guess I had it in my head that we knew who the cast was before they were in the house last time.
Yeah, I didn't even think of it in terms of show play.
Right.
I'm just thinking, well.
But unless they could sequester them for weeks leading
right.
up, why would they ever do it?
But if you're booking celebs. Mm-hmm. Give me the names already. I'm locked. I'm in. I want to watch. I'll do it.
So they're probably pretty bummed if any of these are real names.
Mm. Yeah.
Because if I'm Dina Lohan, I'm looking up every angle I can use on Sean Spicer or whoever else right. is on the cast.
408 says, vinyl's where it's at. New records usually come with a download code so you can get it in both forms.
Oh.
And you're not the only one holding up the industry, Vin. P.S. I love Celia.
Celia
Cruz. I signed up for Spanish classes. First classes tonight in downtown San Jose. Woo, woo.
Oh my God, look nice. At that. That's a sturgeon.
That's a sturgeon?
Yep. Freaking enormous. The guy's in the water with him, though, so I guess it doesn't eat people.
It's got a big round nose. It doesn't look like it could do anything but bump you.
Bump up against you.
Right. Yeah. So they want to find those, huh?
My brother just loves fishing like so much. Like he'd fish in any puddle that if you told him there were fish in it. He doesn't want to eat the fish necessarily. He just likes to fish and let them go. And so the sturgeon thing is,
they talk your husband
they're
into
big.
It.
Talked him into it. They're gonna get a boat or something. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know what they're. No, not buy a boat or anything. Find someone to take them.
Well, why wouldn't they buy a boat?
I don't.
They could buy a boat.
What the hell are we going to do with a boat, Vinny? Stop.
They're going to go fish for sturgeon.
No.
And then
Kai lives at a condo. He can't have a boat at his condo.
He could. No. And then they could tow me around.
That's enough.
You know what?
Oh my God, that is so enough suggestions.
I would love.
We'll be back.
See how it feels.
All the rest
of the
text.
It feels. See how what feels.
Oh really? Oh, you think this is my first time down this road?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.